Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Brian Downing. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry takes first base on ball four. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Downing moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is walked intentionally. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. Downing tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverry hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Echeverry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Henderson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Henderson. Grich goes all the way around to score. Davis moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sharp pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Brian Downing now catching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Santo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Cy Acosta now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acosta fires over to first and Allen drops the ball. That's an error on Allen. Grich scores. Cabell moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cabell moves to third. One out. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Paul Blair. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Don Baylor pinch runs for Elrod Hendricks. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Baylor moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Baylor steals third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The slide. Downing applies the tag. Baylor is out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing right field. Rich Coggins now playing center field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey strikes out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.